Hi everyone. To celebrate the landmark of Sneak Cove having new artwork arriving this week, I want to thank you all by having a special sale on Sneak Cove Premium. For 3 months, you can join our supporters feed for $1.49. That's 70% off the normal price. You'll get access to ad-free listening, music tracks, and dozens of exclusive recordings. All you need to do is go to sneakcove.com/support and sign up. You can set up the feed in 2 taps. It's that easy. The sale is running for 1 week only, and I'm going to be reading out the names of all active supporters on the show next week. So please act quickly. Thank you all, and here is a quick word from our sponsors. Hello and welcome to Sleep Cove, the place to come for a great night's sleep. Tonight's episode, we'll be exploring the ancient sights and sounds of historic Greece. We'll be visiting Delphi and then moving on to ancient Athens. This story is like a guided meditation where you'll follow the sound of my voice and form imagery in your mind that will help you relax and gently fall to sleep. I really hope you enjoy it, and please listen to this recording in a place where you can safely go to sleep. And let's begin. And as we start, please get as comfortable as you can. And before we begin, remind yourself that this time is just for you and you alone. Allow no distractions, no worries, and let nothing interfere with your time. Take a moment to make yourself comfortable where you are and straighten your back, relax your neck, and once you've reached a place of stillness, begin to deepen your breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And do that again, in through the nose, and then relax the breath out through the mouth. And close your eyes if you haven't done so already. And breathe in slowly again through your nose and exhale gently out through your mouth. And turn your awareness to your surroundings. And take your mind to the times of ancient Greek civilization. Visualize yourself waking up in bed in a great marble room. It's inset on the side of a mountain. Your physical body is in ancient Greece, in a time of peace and tranquility. And turn your thoughts to what you are wearing. You're wearing a long, flowing white toga that drapes gently around your body, and you feel the soft fabric engulfing your skin. And you take that breath again, deep into your stomach, and relax and out, and another breath in and out again. And you smell the gentle sea breeze as it arises from the blue waters of the Mediterranean. And you relax your muscles, empty your mind. You're looking forward to traveling to ancient Greece, where we'll visit wonderful places and see amazing people. And in this room now, you'll realize it is inset in Mount Olympus. And you realize that you can look out over the whole of Greece from this view. And you explore the room some more, and you realize that it is a throne room. And at the end of the room, on the throne, is sitting Zeus with harpies and nymphs flying around him. And Zeus, the leader of the gods, tells you that today he will gift you a griffin to explore ancient Greece. A griffin which is a manifestation of an eagle and a lion that will fly you to where you need to be and be loyal to you during this time. Zeus wants you to enjoy your time in this ancient domain, and the griffin will be your guide and transportation. And you climb on his back, and he flies off from the mountain and hugs the beautiful coastline as you travel to Delphi, which is 3 hours away from Athens. And you can see the beautiful greenery of Greece below you. As you breathe in, you can smell the soothing sea air, and you imagine yourself floating over the turquoise blue waters. And you linger above the water and breathe in. And you approach Delphi, where we'll find the temple of Apollo, who is the god of the sun, prophecy and truth, along with the ancient oracle, who does her sermons from this temple. And the griffin lands, and you disembark, and you see the temple before you, and it resembles the buildings from ancient Rome. And the temple sits on the forested slopes of Mount Parnassus, a range of mountains rather than a single peak, where a cool breeze gives you a soothing experience. And here the temple of Apollo stands, and in front of it is a courtyard with a massive bronze statue of a man driving 4 horses on a chariot. There is a hustle and bustle in the courtyard as priests mingle and people sell food on makeshift small market tables. And there is a view so brilliant and beautiful as you look down into the valley of Phocis, a deep green river of millions of olive trees. It spreads outwards and plunges from the mountains into the sea. There are people harvesting the olives in Apollo's groves, like they have done for hundreds of years, and will continue to do for hundreds of years. You notice one of the market stalls is selling olives, and you choose to taste the delicious delicacy if you wish. You decide to enter the cool temple of Apollo, and you walk through the wide doors, and you see inside a and it's more dimly lit with small fires and religious workers tending to what needs to be done. And you see the ancient oracle talking to a group of elder Greek people, giving prophetic predictions on what lies in their futures. Once the people are satisfied and have gone, you decide to talk to the oracle and see what is in your future. And you are glad to sit on the marble and hear what they have to say. You don't know if this is the truth, but what they're saying is positive about your future, and what they describe is happening fills you with joy and optimism. You feel the positive affirmations enter your conscious and subconscious mind, and you thank the ancient wise oracle for what they have to tell you, and you feel excited for the future. And you decide to move on and leave the serene temple behind you, and you leave the door and take a marble pathway upwards. What is known as the ancient sacred way. On your way up, on this marble pathway, you pass the treasury of the Athenians. A small building with columns made out of Parian marble. And you decide to look inside the structure. And this building contains friezes, sculptures, monuments, and other artworks taken from enemies, from wars, and also artworks that commemorate these battles. It is a monument of Greek fortitude and artistry that was very important to their culture. And you take a few moments to walk around and view the artworks from various different cultures and from the Greeks themselves. And you immerse yourself in this mastery. After these moments, you decide to leave and continue your walk and visit the ancient theatre of Delphi, and you reach it from the path, and here is the amphitheatre, built in the 4th century BC, where musicians, actors and performers all play and honour Apollo. There's a performance happening at the moment, and the amphitheatre is nearly full. And you walk up the stairs to the seating in the hill to watch the performance that is happening in the twilight. And you sit among other Greeks who have travelled for the entertainment. You view the performance and have a look at the ancient monument that honours engineering from these days, the skilled engineers who demonstrated that a perfect acoustics could occur, and every member of the 5,000 strong audience hear what is said on the stage. and you sit and you watch the actors, and then gaze beyond them, at the background behind them, the beautiful landscape that stretches behind this amphitheatre down into the valley. So you absorb the culture of the Greek play in front of you and enjoy the bliss of being in this beautiful sunny place as the afternoon draws in. And you enjoy the scene for a few moments. You notice now that your griffin has appeared beside you, and that you know it's time to move on and explore more. So you climb on, and you fly, and your body feels as light as air, as you know that the destination is Athens, slightly inland. And as you fly, you look across the fields where the ancient people are tilling the soil, planting and harvesting their crops. You notice families and a woman with her son drawing water from a well. The scene is serene and inviting. You linger in the fields outside the city and watch as people continue their everyday tasks, as you are flying and floating in the air. You take a deep breath in and out, and the griffin flies through the white mist in the sky, and you feel relaxed as you are breathing in the air of past millennia. As you breathe in, you breathe in the ancient wisdom of a civilization long gone. But you are there in the ancient times. As you breathe in, your inner mind can access the past and the present as if they are one. And you fly and look over an olive tree grove, and your senses breathe in the smell of freshly ripened black olives, and you see where the streams of Arcadia are and the forested hills along with the lush regions of nature. You watch as the olive pickers pick the olives from the trees and take them to a stone press. And still floating and flying serenely, you smell the delicious fresh olive oil being extracted from the olives. And your inner soul remembers that smell. The smell of a bygone era where life was simple, yet culture was in full development. In Greek culture, the goddess of Athena created the olive tree as a symbol of peace and prosperity for the city of Athens. As you breathe in, your air catches the white marble columns of the Acropolis, and you catch a glimpse of the magnificent Acropolis, the ancient citadel. From here you have the view of the entire ancient Greek city of Athens, and you look below you into the main city. And you look down the cobbled streets at the vendors selling their goods with fresh fruit and vegetables and hand-woven carpets, clay pots to store wine and grain. And you fly down and you disembark and you walk along these streets, seeing the hustle and bustle of everyday life and seeing the beautiful Greek people walk around and get on with their everyday tasks, but also laughing and talking with themselves, amongst friends and acquaintances, bartering with the street sellers, and being joyful in their day. And you breathe in and out, and feel and experience this everyday life. And you smell the smell of clay, the wine, the fresh fruit again. And you may take this with you as you walk on the cobbled paths. You feel the uneven stones as your leather sandals press on them. And you walk through these beautiful walkways and just watch and listen to the noises of this ancient city. In one part of the market, you linger a while and enjoy the traders negotiating on their wares. Decide that now it's time to get back on your trusted companion, and you fly up and you feel connected in the midst of the internal wisdom of the ancients, and you feel them all around you, and you are relaxed as the wisdom is imparted to every cell of your being. And as you fly upwards, you notice the magnificent temple of Athena, the Parthenon, is below you as you fly up and up, and you take in the breathtaking marble columns of this magnificent temple. For the Greeks in Athens, the city was highly favoured by the goddess Athena, who was their deity of handicraft and war. The people of Athens had created a splendid marble temple that is known as the Parthenon for their goddess. And the Parthenon sits high atop a compound of temples known as the Acropolis of Athens, which is a rocky hill which sits in the middle of the city. Throughout the centuries, the Parthenon withstood earthquakes, fires, wars, explosions and looting, and yet it remains, although slightly battered, a powerful symbol of ancient Greece and Athenian culture, and here you are now, seeing it in its full glory. The Parthenon was the centre of religious life in the powerful Greek city-state of Athens, and it's right in front of you now, the symbol of power, wealth, and elevated culture. It is the largest and most lavish temple the Greek mainland had ever seen, and today it is one of the most recognized buildings in the world and an enduring symbol of ancient Greece. made of limestone rock that dates to the late Cretaceous period, when dinosaurs still roamed the earth. And now you are walking in front of the Parthenon, and you linger, and you breathe in deeply and breathe out, and you look at the stairs up to the temple, and you feel yourself drawn to the marble stairs leading upwards, and you walk up the stairs through the mighty columns, so tall and wide. And you walk through the gold doors, and inside there are lights and fires gently illuminating the scene before you. And you see a massive statue of Athena in front of you, all gold, towering up and nearly hitting the roof. And you enjoy the peace of this magnificent temple of the ancients. After enjoying this for a few moments, you explore the temple and you see where the offerings are made and what the holy workers are doing. It's so beautiful being inside this huge structure that no one from the modern day has ever explored. And you observe it for a few seconds. A ceremony is about to happen, and you think that this is a good time to leave, to go outside. As you walk through the doors, you see that the sun is beginning to set, and you see the beautiful view across the ancient city, the white buildings stretching out below the hill. As you stand up high, seeing it below you, and you decide to sit on the stairs and view the city that stretches out to the sea. And your griffin decides to sit down and curl up protectively beside you. And you take a deep breath in and enjoy it as the ancient wisdom and peace engulfs you. You take some deep breaths, breathing in the ancient wisdom and intelligence of this time and the scene. And you view down to the cobbled streets of the metropolis of Athens. You are breathing in the ancient wisdom and intelligence of these times and overlooking the cobbled streets of the metropolis of Athens. And you enjoy looking at this ancient civilization and take in the wisdom of a time long gone. And this wisdom you feel coming into your body, and you feel relaxed. And your forehead relaxes, your cheeks, your mouth, the chin, the neck, down into your shoulders, as you feel your shoulders relax with every breath you take. And you feel your ribcage loosen, and you float upwards. And you feel the wisdom of the ancients as it enters each cell of your being. The cells of your body glow a warm white and accept the ancient wisdom as if it has come from a past memory. and you breathe in deeply through your nose, and breathe out through your mouth. Your cells are bursting with renewed ancient wisdom, and you enjoy the peace that has been in existence in your body for all this time. As you breathe in the warm wisdom of the ancients, a relaxation feeling goes down your arms and into your belly, and when it reaches your hips, you visualize two tight locks that begin to unscrew themselves, and on the count of three they burst open, and you are filled with glowing light of ancient wisdom and peace. And you take a deep breath again, and the glowing wisdom enters your body, all the way down into your thighs and down into your calves, into your feet and into your toes. Your body is filled with love, light and peace as you slowly breathe in and out, and you enjoy the experience and tranquility of the wisdom of the ancients. And you smell the sea breeze that is slightly salty, and you feel and look out at the colours of the turquoise water that stretch beyond the ancient city of Athens. And as you breathe in and out, your cells are regenerated and renewed. Your being is relaxed, and you are wise beyond comprehension. You linger on the cool white marble stairs as you watch the sun gently settling on the horizon. And you take a deep breath in as the sky turns into a pink-orange haze. And you breathe out slowly through your mouth. And you are calm. You are relaxed. You are wise, and you are at peace. You are in bliss, and the sun is setting over the turquoise waters of the Mediterranean, and you're still watching from the temple stairs as the sun sets over the mountains of Athens, and the twilight sky is upon this ancient city, upon the sea, upon the mountain, upon the ancient people, and upon you. And you take a deep breath in and exhale slowly, and you come to the realization that you are a being with the wisdom of the ancients flowing through each and every cell of your body. You have attained inner peace, and you can relax in the warm glow of wisdom, of peace, and slowly drift into relaxing, deep sleep.